Lovers of old films are concerned about the future of their passion. Over time, film physically falls apart, and for current audiences, the films of yesterday seem to have limited appeal, and yet there are unquestionably great films that deserve renewed attention. How do you draw a modern audience for an old film? Technology might be the answer. Bud Buck reports.
The bar has been raised for movie going in the modern era. Listen to this typical fan.
I'm trying to decide between the movie with the shocking language and the movie where the stars don't have their clothes on. Nothing really new there.
The quandary of the age, which offensive movie to choose, and this problem has a ripple effect which extends to those who distribute classic old movies, people like Harriet Tyler.
How can I get someone to watch Citizen Kane? It's the best movie ever made, but because there's nothing terribly shocking about it, people raised on our recent cinema have no interest. That's why I decided to take a look seriously at Nakedizing.
Nakedizing old movies, the current hot button in Hollywood. Is it right to alter an old film to give it new life? Parker Desmond is the inventor of the nakedizing process.
We assign a code to the body shapes as they appear on the screen. The computer recognizes the code and does a swap, replacing the original image with a body that we recorded in our computer's memory.
The body, by the way, is totally nude. Harriet Tyler.
When you first see Charles Foster Kane and realize he's not wearing any clothes, it's a real shock. Now, a purist would say, this is not the way Orson Welles intended the film to be seen. But in a way, it's better. It has a real Emperor's New Clothes quality to it. And the fact that he's one of just three naked-eyed people in the film, well, that increases its power.
The other naked-eyed people in this technologically altered Citizen Kane are Dorothy Cummingore, who plays the pathetic would-be opera singer Susan Alexander, and Agnes Moorehead.
Why did we naked-eyed Agnes Moorehead? Well, we did it because a lot of people remember her as Samantha's mother on the old Bewitched TV series.
Well, I can't help but notice that the bodies you put on these characters are, unusual in a very ordinary sort of way.
Oh, you mean the bodybuilder aspect of it?
Yes. I just don't see the logic of having Orson Welles in this film being so sculpted.
That's what people want to see.
But it doesn't fit the character.
Naked Eyes films aren't about character.
Not everyone in Hollywood is happy about this trend. Film critic Mackenzie Temple is leading an effort to ban the alteration of classic films.
This is a travesty. These are works of art. Classics.
Many classic works of art are undressed.
Not after the fact. This is like chiseling the clothes off the Lincoln Memorial.
But it's becoming obvious that named stars without clothes will draw fans to the box office. And that fact may be the one element that will push nakedized classic films to the fore. Distributor Harriet Tyler is satisfied with the revamped Citizen Kane and has plans to expand her catalog of nakedized films.
The African Queen with Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn. And we're very close to a deal where Demi Moore will appear as Hepburn's body. Also, we're seriously thinking about nakedizing Animal Crackers with the Marx Brothers. The success of the Full Monty showed us nude people can get laughs just as easily as people who are dressed. More easily, maybe.
Nakedizing classic films. It likely will come down to a fundamental battle between values and money. And how that will turn out, time will tell. This is Bud Buck.